کبوترم هوایی شدم، ببین عجب گدایی شدم.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Hausa Life, the show where we discuss what Hausa life is really like for students living here in the holy city of Qum.
As you guys know, this is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
Now, there are a lot of questions out there that viewers such as yourselves have about the Hausa life in Iran, and that is why we are here to give you some insight into our lives in Qum.
Last time we showed you a little bit of the state of our house when we first moved in, but we've progressed a significant amount since then, alhamdulillah. Yeah.
So in the first week we went out and we got some thin mattresses for our bedroom.
Yeah, those thin mattresses. We got one for me, one for you, one for Sayyida. And obviously we needed a place to sleep, so we needed blankets as well, so we got those.
And we got some carpets and for the living room so that we could at least, you know, just sit down and chill there.
Because the floor is stone, it's stone cold, literally. So we needed to get some carpets. And obviously we got groceries.
Groceries, and obviously when you get groceries, you need to have like a stove and a fridge. So we got all that.
A mini fridge.
A mini stove. Mini stove, mini fridge. According to our budget, everything is according to our budget.
That's a good point. All of this is like within the budget of a newly married student.
Yes.
And everything is blue as well, because she loves blue. It's her favorite color, and we couldn't get black things. My favorite color is black, and that would just
black. It would look like a haunted house.
Speaking of black, Muharram. Now, Muharram is that month in which justice rose against injustice. We give our salams to Imam al-Hussein and Sayyida Zainab, who sacrificed everything in the way of Islam and for the sake of Allah.
Here in Qum, the culture is absorbed in the commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah. You know when you go to a majlis and everything is black? Mm-hmm. Qum, the entire city is just black. Like there is black flags everywhere. The walls of houses are draped in black. Even like some shops, they hang banners.
For the first few days, they closed the ice cream shop, like, you know, the entertaining places, yeah. Like the playing shops for kids.
Yes. What's I don't know, like the place where you take your kid to just dump him in a ball pit or something.
We're standing outside
like
Barma, it's a fast food restaurant. But even here, they're commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So inside you'll see that it's usually a really lively, happy atmosphere. But in the month of Muharram, everything's toned down just a little bit.
You know back in the West where you feel like, yeah, it's Ashura, so everybody takes a day off. Over here, you have no choice. The whole city is taking a day off.
So where will you go? Like, you know, you can't do anything. You just have to go and cry for Imam Hussein that day because everything is closed.
You walk out in the streets, everybody is mourning, everybody is crying, everybody is doing matam, everybody is reciting poetry for Imam Hussein. Everybody's in that state of mourning. Yeah, and as you said about
it's beautiful,
cultures, you have the Indo-Pak community mourning in their way, you have the Iranians mourning in their way, you have a couple of, like, you have groups of Iraqis. Actually, we saw them all rushing with flags.
Yeah, they were running with flags, like saying, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Culture has their own way of expressing their love for Imam Hussein and mourning for Imam Hussein, and this is the way Iranians, they commemorate Muharram.
Go!
And as they say, you know, like every culture has their own way of expressing the sorrow for Imam Hussein.
Yeah.
So everyone has their own culture.
So many different peoples from different different backgrounds, different economic, financial backgrounds coming together, and they're all the same suddenly. They're all crying for the same thing. They're all mourning for the same thing. They're all commemorating for the same cause. And it's absolutely beautiful to see. Karbala gives us a lot of messages.
For example, through Sayyida Zainab, we learn the importance of hijab.
From Imam Hussein, we learn the importance of salah. Even when the enemies were firing arrows at him, he is establishing the prayer.
But our communities, home and abroad, sometimes fall into the trap of keeping the message to themselves. We should be striving to spread the message far and wide.
Which brings us to a question from one of our viewers. Here they are.
I am Rabab and I am from London. My daughter is interested in studying at the Hausa in Qom, inshallah, one day. My question to you is, when you go to the Hausa, are you still going to be able to use the internet, WhatsApp, Telegram? How expensive is the internet? And how often do you call home?
Great question.
Now, the impression that people have back at home and in other parts of the world as well of Iran is that when you go there, you're going to enter into some sort of a cave and then you're going to be completely disconnected from the rest of the world. This really isn't the case. In fact,
we have access to social media.
And Islamic Pulse is running from right here in the holy city of Qom. How would we be able to do that if we didn't have access to social media and all these things?
When we were leaving from the UK, our parents were really upset because they were like, you know, you're not going to be able to contact us anymore because you don't have any internet access there.
Yeah, they were really worried. They were thinking, oh no, you're not going to have Telegram, everything's banned in Iran. And no, we have everything. They had questions like,
do people even use smartphones there?
They thought, oh, are you going to be able to Telegram us, WhatsApp us?
Yeah, like at least call us, please call us once a month.
Yeah, don't completely lose contact. But then when we're here, she never gets off the phone to her mother.
So what are you trying to say about my mom?
I'm just saying, it's easy to talk to people abroad. It's nice.
Yes, thank you.
People think that the internet's going to be really slow and you won't have access to anything. No, you have access to 3G and 4G. I have 4G on my phone.
And like, we can use our phones wherever we want, like at home, outside, wherever we are, you know?
Yeah. And then there's free Wi-Fi in certain locations, like the airport.
And like, sometimes banks, I think, you have free Wi-Fi.
Some places you'll get free Wi-Fi. It's not really common. I'll admit it's not really common. But yeah, you do. And there's internet cafes as well. If the worst happens, you can't get your hands on a phone, there's internet cafes. You know, there are profiles that you can follow of Islamic scholars, like Ayatollah Khamenei. You should follow him.
And follow Ayatollah Sistani too, please.
Ayatollah Sistani too, but I'm just saying, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Ayatollah Sistani, please.
Basically, I follow Ayatollah Khamenei.
And I follow Ayatollah Sistani.
And we're married. Check that out. There's nothing wrong with it, guys. Just as a side note. Now, when it comes to social media, we have a big task on our plate. We have to get the message of Imam Hussein out there. And this might seem like a really difficult task for us to accomplish, but really, no, it's not. You know, one of the mistakes that we make when trying to share the message with people is we think, oh no, well, this is going to need a campaign and this is going to need a logo and we're going to need to get people together. No, you don't.
But it's so easy now.
Start
like
small. It blooms. It blossoms into something.
Just maybe share a verse from the Holy Quran on Instagram, share a hadith of the Imam through Facebook.
You take one hadith from Imam Hussein and share it. It doesn't even need to be, you know, anything fancy. You share that with somebody on Telegram, on WhatsApp. We've made posters, beautiful posters. I have to say, the team here at Islamic Pulse is doing a really good job at making the posters of the sayings of Imam Hussein. Just share one of those. And if you don't want to share one of our posters, make one yourself. But this message is a message which is the cure for all the bad things that are happening in the world right now. All you need to do is share that with the world. Pass it on to a friend. You never know when you might inspire somebody.
We need to constantly remind ourselves and the people the sacrifices that Imam Hussein alayhi salam made. And this can be done through social media. And when you're trying to spread the message, it doesn't mean that you have to be in Qom to spread the message. You can spread the message wherever you are.
You might be a writer, you might be a poet, you might be an artist, you might be, I don't know, anything that you are. Use whatever talents Allah has given you to share that message with somebody. And you never, ever, ever know whose life you might be changing. That's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a question of your own, do send it to us. Record a short clip of yourself asking the question and email it to us. Send it to us.
And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, ShiaTV.net and Telegram.
All over the place. Make sure that when you do send us that video, make sure it's no longer than 15 seconds, inshallah.
We'll see you next time. From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.